Federal legislation cracking down on foreign interference in the Australian political system looks set for a major rewrite following a bipartisan report into the impact of the laws on charities and other not-for-profit groups. Parliament's Electoral Matters Committee has made 15 recommendations to improve the bill. This followed a whole long line of complaints from the charitable sector, from the media and others, that this proposed ban on foreign donations would silence their capacity to speak out against government policy. Cassandra Goldie is the CEO of the Australian Council of Social Service. Cassandra Goldie, welcome back to Breakfast.
Yes, good morning, Fran.
I'll go to some finer detail in a moment in terms of recommendations, but in general terms, has this parliamentary committee come up with a way to make the government's foreign donations ban workable for charities and other advocacy groups?
Oh, the short answer is no, Fran. I mean, in the committee report, there is some important recognition of the problems that we were raising with the committee over and over again, right across the charitable sector. Unfortunately, the committee recommendations are really unclear. It does look as if this still would introduce a whole new layer of regulation for charities. And we continue to say, what is the problem that the government is wanting to address here? We always thought this bill was about getting foreign donations out of political campaigning, and we fully support that purpose. But the comments from the government yesterday, and certainly the way these recommendations have been crafted, seem to suggest that still charities are in the firing line. And our clear view is, what is the problem? There is regulation in place already for charities. We're very clear about what we're allowed to do and what we're not allowed to do. And we should be focusing on the core problem here and supporting charities to get out there and to continue to do the good work that we do for the Australian community.
Well, the problem, as identified by all sides on this committee, is that Australia does not have a direct ban on foreign political donations, and most Australians would think we should have. And this report is trying to work out what that might mean, and it looks at redefining some of the definitions. For instance, the report recommends that the notion of political expenditure, it's a term in the report, be defined as spending, quote, to influence voters to take specific actions as voters so as not to capture non-political issue advocacy. Isn't that fair enough? Does that adequately redefine what constitutes political expenditure? I mean, we don't want to stop a group fighting to save the Great Barrier Reef, but perhaps we do want to fight them, a group that is trying to directly get you to, vote in a specific way.
And that latter purpose is already covered. So under the Electoral Act, if you're an associated entity to a political party, you're already subject to all of the regulations, and under this bill you would not be able to use foreign donations for the purpose of campaigning for a particular political party.
So, can I just stop you there? Because the group, the recommendations deal specifically with that definition of associated entity. To clean it up, the committee recommends redefining an associated entity to mean a group essentially controlled by a political party. Isn't that a significant change, and one for the better in terms of clarity? Wouldn't that single change mean a whole range of advocacy groups, environmental, human rights, medical, could continue their work without being equated with political parties?
Well, this is the heart of the way in which we believe the regulation should be settled. The associated entity test is an important one. We do, of course, want to ensure that we don't have front organisations for a particular political party in Australia. Mm-hmm. And if there is any suspicion that that's what's going on, then you should be reported for it. That test about being controlled by a particular political party, or if your activities are substantially for the benefit of that particular party, then so be it. But the other parts of this bill are an absolute overstretch. It would still require, we think, if you're advocating on an issue, how do we determine what's the issue that may swing a particular vote? That will come down to the individual, Fran, about whether or not you care most about a particular issue. We need to ensure that charities throughout the year are able to have a voice on issues that affect the community, the issues of poverty, of disadvantage, of people who are homeless, and yes, to be able to criticise the government of the day if their policies are not what we believe are going to benefit the people in the community on these fronts.
So, for instance, can I stop you there? So try and get a sense for people of what this might mean during an election time, okay, when the lobbying is most intense. A number of groups put out issue trackers, like a lot of green groups do it. You know, they look at all the policies of the different parties and they rate them, and they come out with that during the election campaign to say which party is better on the environment or on the Great Barrier Reef or on whatever it is, climate change, say. Would that activity alone potentially be in breach, do you think, still of these new rules and these new definitions if that group was funded by foreign donations?
Well, look, the previous advice from the ACNC was that it was perfectly legitimate for a charity to provide that kind of scorecard, to look at particular policies and to sort of rate them against your own views about what would be important, for example, to address poverty in the Australian community. Now, there's been some changes to the definition of political expenditure that are already in place. So that's already been legislated. And so there is a fresh look being taken at this. It is now being required by legislation that if your issues are issues that may be of debate during the election period, then you may be required to report that political expenditure. So that has already happened. This is a whole new raft of regulatory obligations the government wants to introduce. And again, we come back to saying, why are we spending our time here targeting charities, ensuring that charities will get tied up in red tape, needing to get more lawyers to test whether or not they're meeting their new obligations, when the problem we've all wanted to address here is foreign donations going to political parties, and that's what we should be focusing on.
And on foreign donations, this committee recommends a new transparency register to be set up for advocacy groups so that they can register clearly what amount of money and who they get it from in terms of foreign donations. Would that help?
Well, again, Sam, we're saying, why are we doing this?
For clarity, for transparency.
But we've already got clarity and transparency, Fran. I mean, nobody has been able to identify the big problem with charities that the government wants to address with this bill. We are out there. We're very clear and transparent about our role speaking up on issues in the community. We're regulated by the ACNC. We have to report there already. We thought that the government was wanting to reduce red tape on charitable organisations to enable us to spend our time doing the good work that we do in the community.
Cassandra Goldie, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks very much.
Cassandra Goldie is the CEO of ACOS, and this parliamentary committee came up with some bipartisan findings, basically agreement that we do need these laws banning foreign donations in our political campaigning, but they haven't got the tick from the CEO of ACOS.